This is a scientific meeting dealing with lunar science, studying of the moon, on the moon, from the moon, and part of the mandate of the Lunar Science Institute, which was just created 2 years ago, is to hold an annual meeting like this specifically focused on the moon. There are other scientific meetings that deal with the moon and planets, with astronomy, but this is the one moon-only focus of the year.
And so the type of people who would attend this would be who?
Mostly scientists. We're interested in the lunar science and the research results, but that is naturally impacted by the NASA exploration plans. Quite a few people from NASA headquarters, from NASA centers who are involved in planning for exploration, including human return to the moon, will be here also.
And the goal of the forum lasts a couple days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And the goal of the couple days of gathering is what? What do you hope to come out of these couple days with?
We want to report recent results in lunar science. We're in a renaissance period of interest in the moon, with three spacecraft having been there the last couple of years from China, India, and Japan, with the new NASA Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter just launched a few weeks ago, with the mission LCROSS that will smash into the lunar pole. We'll have first reports from both LRO and LCROSS. So the primary purpose is to report science results. In addition, of course, the scientists and managers are looking forward to what will be on future missions and trying to plan ahead.
Well, and it does raise questions, and sometimes you hear people say, okay, why do we need to focus that much on the moon? We've been there a couple times. Is there more that we can actually learn? Is there more that we can learn?
There sure is. For one thing, the scientists have much more sophisticated instruments and capabilities now than we did in the Apollo program. It's also true that many of us would like to see a more science-oriented exploration, whereas Apollo did some great science, but no one pretended that was the primary reason to go to the moon. As far as the interest in the moon itself, it's an interesting planetary object to scientists, but that's not really the key. The point is, it's not just any moon, it's our moon. It has shared space with the Earth for 4.5 billion years. It records the history of the Earth-Moon system, the history of impacts from comets and asteroids, of changes in solar luminosity. So we are going to the moon not only to study the moon for its own sake, but to use it as a window on looking back at the Earth and looking at the history of our own planet.
And some of the sort of debate that goes on here in Washington is, okay, well, we're all stretched money-wise. Is this where we should really be investing our money? What do we get out of these kinds of research?
The NASA investment in lunar science is actually quite modest now. It's only 2 or 3% of the science budget at NASA that goes to the moon. So I think it is not at all out of balance with the programs looking at Mars, at the Jupiter system, the Saturn system, astrophysics, and so forth. The moon is an interesting object, and it is so accessible relative to the other planetary objects that we can do a lot more there. We can make measurements on the moon that we really can't do at Mars or Venus or Jupiter. So I think it's entirely appropriate that it be not the dominant part of a planetary science and exploration program, but that it be a significant part, and that's what we're trying to have happen.
And I got to hear a couple years ago a panel of a number of the astronauts who had actually walked on the moon, and they said, you know, kind of imagine if somebody had come to Earth and they had just stepped in a, you know, four or five spots, and then that was what they were making these vast conclusions about. Of course, we study the moon in other ways, but it is different places represent different things.
That's right. And the Apollo missions naturally focused on places that were safe, translate to mean fairly flat. Now, a couple of them, Apollo 15, Apollo 17, went to places that were stunningly beautiful with mountains and rocks and so on, that not just the flat cratered plains. But inevitably, the human missions are going to just look at a small subset of the surface. That's why we want to couple human exploration with a much more extensive robotic program. We want to see humans and robots working together hand in hand on the moon.
And marking that 40th anniversary, on July 22nd, you folks are putting on a panel of some of the luminaries, pardon the pun, to talk about what sort of 40 years, what's gone on since, right?
That's right. We're looking back to Apollo, as so many groups are. And you probably know, being in Washington, that that NASA headquarters will have some major celebrations of the Apollo anniversary, and a lot of the astronauts are going to Washington. We, being a science organization, have decided to tap the scientists who played a major role in Apollo, that built the instruments on the ALSEPs, that went to the lunar surface, the group in the back room that communicated with the astronauts on the moon, that gave them geological training, and see what their perspective is 40 years later.
And it was interesting because we actually had the curator of the Smithsonian's exhibit on the Apollo, and they're, you know, updating that and making sure that it's all pretty. And also they found a bunch of things, and we talked to him. It was just amazing stuff going on, isn't it?
It is. We need to have these anniversaries, I guess, to stimulate our interest and have us look at things that we otherwise might forget. And the timing here, this seems like a watershed to me. We're having an Apollo anniversary, which is exciting in itself, but we're doing it in the context of a renewed scientific interest in the moon and of a commitment to return humans for extensive lunar exploration.